Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This baby formula story, it's something else. There's a lot to it, and why it's taking so long to restock those shelves. We're going to see if we can find out a little bit more about it this morning. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown is with us. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning.
So, you know, you look at this story, it seems that there's one big plant that had to shut down for health concerns or whatever, and it can't get started again. They can't open it up. What's going on, Evan?
Good morning. Yeah, this plant, which is operated by the Abbott facility, Abbott Company, was shut down due to a contamination in a non-production part of the plant. Excuse me. And because of that, and because of regulatory matters and red tape having to do with FDA clearance, they have not been able to restart production, even though they've claimed they've isolated and fixed the problem. Because of that, it's been shut down for a very long time, and that has led to an extreme shortage of baby formula in the United States because we have very few domestic producers of baby formula, and we do not regularly import it. And because of that, coupled with the fact that we are sending supplies of baby formula to places like Ukraine as well as the U.S. southern border to be distributed to migrant families, we happen to have a significant crunch in the amount available for domestic sale, and that has led to bare shelves, especially when it comes to specific kinds of formula, maybe to deal with specific health ailments that infants might have, colic and the like, just a complete loss of product.
It boggles the mind. You say the problem is pretty – the company says it's been fixed – and yet we can't move this any faster. And then if it comes up and gets going, it's going to be a couple of weeks. We don't want, obviously, nobody wants the kids to be poisoned or something by bad formula. On the other hand, I would think even the President of the United States, nobody can get this thing going. It's unreal.
It is unreal. And in 2022, United States of America, we have babies starving. That should give everyone pause.
Yeah.
The White House is announcing the use of the Defense Production Act to try to ramp up production of baby formula and distribution of baby formula. They've tasked the FDA with somehow streamlining its processes to import baby formula. This is a problem of policy more than anything. We do not domestically produce enough to secure ourselves against a shortage due to a plant shutting down for some reason. We generally don't import it because we believe that by and large, food produced outside or baby food produced outside the United States is not up to our standards. I'm not necessarily sure that's true, but that's the attitude we take. So we've sort of painted ourselves into a corner, especially when we're exporting much more of our supply to problem areas of the world that certainly I think everyone's hearts go out to in Ukraine. And certainly, despite your feeling on border problems, we don't want babies to starve. But when pictures of fully stocked cupboards at these border facilities make the rounds on social media, but the shelves are bare in Kansas, people do get upset, and rightfully so.
Well, politics aside, we can't get together and figure out what to do next. I mean, it's just amazing that between all these people we have in Washington or that we vote for, they can't fix this up. They do have our senator from Kansas, Dr. Roger Marshall. He's working on this, but he's not getting very far either. So yeah, everybody's trying to get it solved. It's time we just put our foot down and say, hey, start fixing this. Let's go. But you're right.
Well, I mean, that would be great. The problem is that the fix of restarting the Abbott plant in Michigan, that's great. It takes them weeks to get things produced and even further longer to get it shipped. Okay. That's not because they're dragging their feet. It takes time to make baby formula.
Yeah.
It just doesn't pop out of a machine in cans
yeah.
on a I Love Lucy conveyor belt. it, 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 just doesn't work that way.
No. If we are in broadcasting or fixing, if we're used to the fact, if something's broke, can we have that fixed within the next 45 seconds? So we could be a little impatient. All right. Hey, Evan, thanks for being with us. We appreciate your information this morning. Thank you, sir. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown helping us out. Yeah, apparently baby formula just takes a while to make. I didn't know what goes into it. It looks like a pretty simple powder to me, but you know, there were days when, in the old days, they didn't have that. They mom had to take care of that kind of stuff, if you know what I mean. 8:18 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted?
And we do have Shocker Baseball. Wichita State is on the road for the final three games of the regular season. The Shocks get to go down to Tampa, where there is lots of rain in the forecast for the next 3 days. So they have adjusted the start time for these games, trying to get them in early in the day and maybe beat some of that afternoon rain. Wichita State will visit last place South Florida for three games to wrap up the regular season. The Shocks do come into the weekend on a four-game winning streak. Mike Kennedy will have live pregame coverage for Shocker Baseball beginning at 12:40 this afternoon. The game will start at 1 o'clock. Listen live to Shocker Baseball on 97.5 and 12:40 KFH. Minor League Baseball last night, Wichita Wind Surge at home, hosting the last place Springfield Cardinals downtown at Riverfront Stadium, 2,000 fans on hand. Wichita had a two-run lead in the ninth inning, but blew it, got tied up, had to go to extras. Wichita was again down by two runs in the 11th, but Spencer Steer came off the bench with a pinch-hit three-run home run to win the game in the bottom of the 11th, the first ever pinch-hit home run in Surge franchise history. Wichita wins it 7-6. Over Springfield, Surge now on a three-game winning streak. They are the top team in the Texas League. Wichita hosting Springfield again tonight, 7:05 downtown. Major League Baseball last night up in Kansas City at Kauffman Stadium. The Royals hosting the second-place Chicago White Sox. A couple of guys homer for the Royals, rookies, guys that we just saw in Riverfront Stadium last season coming up through the minors. Now they're in the big leagues with the Royals. The action from 97.5 and 12:40 KFH.
Swing and high drive, center field. Robert going back, still going back. And there it is, his first American League home run. Bobby Witt Jr. gives the Royals a 2-1 lead.
And fellow rookie MJ Melendez also hit a home run. Royals beat the White Sox 6-2. The Royals bullpen, four pitchers combined for three in the third scoreless innings to finish it up. The Royals with back-to-back wins. First time they've done that in a month. Maybe they can get three in a row. We'll see. The Royals and the White Sox wrap up this five-game series. It's an afternoon game up at Kauffman Stadium at 1:10 this afternoon for Royals baseball. Pro basketball in the NBA playoffs last night. Game one of the Western Conference Finals in San Francisco. The Golden State Warriors win at home, beat the Dallas Mavericks big, 112-87. Starting at forward for the Warriors, former Kansas Jayhawk Andrew Wiggins had 19 points and 5 rebounds and was really, really good on defense, shutting down the Mavericks. So Golden State goes up 1-0 in the Western Conference Finals in the NBA. Pro golf, the PGA Championship is underway, the second major of the season on the PGA Tour. It's taking place in Tulsa, just down the road at Southern Hills Country Club, the fifth time ever that Southern Hills is hosting the PGA Championship. Last time they hosted was 15 years ago, and a guy named Tiger Woods won it. Today, round one is underway at Tulsa for the PGA Championship. By the way, if you're down there in Tulsa this weekend for the PGA Championship, you might want to have that debit card or credit card handy because, boy, those concession prices.
Golf fans may need a loan. Michelob Ultra going for $18. Stella Artois imported from Belgium and souvenir and signature cocktails going for $19. Wine, $13 a glass. Hot dogs, $8 a pop, $14 for a cheeseburger. 2017 PGA champion Justin Thomas posting on Twitter, gotta treat the fans better than that. Two-time PGA champion Brooks Koepka is sponsored by Michelob Ultra, saying it's a tall boy, referring to the can of beer being sold is 25 ounces. A PGA official says a new deal this year lets you eat and drink as much non-alcoholic beverages as you want for the price of a ticket, adding, we're comfortable where we are. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Oh my, why not gouge the public?
Well, that's what goes on at movie theaters and ballparks for 100 years. You got a captive audience, you can charge whatever you want.
That's true.
I don't think this is actually breaking news here.
It's good news, okay? Inflation's going rampant everywhere. We're not charging a penny more for Steve and Tim.
Nope, it's free.
It's free of charge.
Turn on your radio every day, man. We give it to you for free.
We laugh at inflation.
There you go. That's sports with Steve and Tim.
All right, at 8:22 now, give it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Preparing for violence if the Supreme Court decides against Roe v. Wade. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.